AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at AM570LASports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
The sun has a right to set where it wants to, and so, may I add, has a head.
Petros and Money on AM 570 LA Sports.
Get in the game!
No Dodgers tonight, as we are your home of the Dodgers. Off day, they travel from Northern to Southern California. A series with the Padres starts tomorrow. You will hear that right here. A 7-10 start against the Padres tomorrow night. Tonight at 7:10, you'll be hearing Tim Cates. Off-day Dodger talk, 866-987-2570. Big thank you to Don McClain, joined us last hour. Next hour, Eric Burns, another friend of the show, will join us to talk some baseball, Dodger baseball. They lose 2 of 3 after Baez comes in last night, following a little bit of a mess from Julio Urias. That would be back-to-back nights where guys that were supposed to fix the bullpen.
More on that in a moment, Matt, in the seamhead corner. What kind of seamhead? Are you trying to be a seamhead?
Seamhead corner coming?
Don't you try to be a seamhead?
Hey, we tabled the seamhead corner yesterday.
We had to.
We had to get to there was a chase. Sports talk caller.
There was a white-collar crime.
There was that. That guy looked good, too, getting out of that car. Nice jeans, pressed jacket.
I thought it was Ralph Garman.
Good-looking hair, loafers. I think he was wearing Clarks.
We are only 24 hours away. You see me, Clarks? We're only 24 hours away from kicking off the happy hour for Cinco de Mayo weekend with our friends at the Modelo. It's not a real michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's puro del oro. Now, El Torito will be here tomorrow. They have a happy hour every day that starts at 3. Food and drink specials, mini tacos, carnita sliders, and spicy queso dip.
And we speak from experience.
That's right. We had a great time at that El Torito, and that food was delicious.
We did happy hour there with each of those items, and then some. We got absolutely wrecked.
We had a great time.
While we were there, because we were having such a good time.
We had the time of greatness. Show.
My goodness.
That's us, the Little Bulls of Great Sports Talk Radio.
We're going to do it again tomorrow.
Modelo, Cinco de Mayo. Very excited for the Michelada Mondays, launching on the Petros and Money Show.
Tomorrow.
Very soon. Tomorrow.
We're getting
it cracking for the Cinco de Mayo weekend tomorrow. And don't forget about the podcast. Listen or download the podcast on the iHeartRadio app, iTunes, or wherever you get them podcasts. The PMS Before the Show podcast is also available on the iHeartRadio app, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcast. And you got to subscribe to it separately to hear exclusive PMS content that you won't get anywhere else. And Matt, we have an event on Tuesday at a place where I believe you've met the chef at a very special Chargers event last year.
He held up his medals. Well, actually, no, he put his medals around his neck and he raised his hands in victory because he is an award-winning chef down there at the base of the U.S. Bank building.
Just in case you didn't know.
It is the 7th of May. It is a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
We will be at the OUE Sky Space.
What's the confusion? Tuesday.
We would love to see you. Now, we already have capacity from our signups at AM 570 LA Sports. We mentioned the first 50 to sign up would get a pair of tickets to the game and free admission to our broadcast. However, we have managed to procure and arrange a very special deal for all of you that want to come see us do a live broadcast. Remember, it will be catered. There will be liquor available. You'll have to pay for it. And there will be giveaways. $15 gets you in. And gets you on the slide.
Unless you signed up online in one of the first 50.
Then you're good. You're in for free with tickets to the Dodger game. It is a pregame to some degree. But if you show up and you mention, I'm here for the Petros and Money Show, $15 gets you in up. I don't know if it's the 67th or the 70th.
It's up
right
there.
In there, yeah. Largest, or I shouldn't say largest. Tallest.
Legitimately large.
Outdoor observation deck in all of California.
Without a spire.
Beautiful. Tallest building in L.A., as far as we're concerned. But, yes, $15 gets you up and gets you right on the sky slide. A great deal. because those things went so fast. The 50 tickets and free admission went so quickly. We'd still love to see you. $15 will get you in. Want to make sure you know that if you're going to come see us.
Next segment is Three Things Thursday, but right now it's time for the...
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
Number of the day, P, is one. We did not mention it yesterday, and I felt bad because sometimes, and you know this better than anybody because of the damn text, though, so texts get pushed down in your text timeline. And I felt bad.
That's how Michelle never got those pink tickets.
Text just got pushed down. What do you want me to do? I lost it. Sorry. Go scalp them. Impress your mate. Watch this. This guy wants 200. I'm going to get him for 50 bucks a pop. Get-ins. And then you work your... Anyway. A text got pushed down while we were on the air from our dear friend and the most talented man in all of radio, Tim Conway Jr., alerting us to the breaking news.
I did see that, Matt.
And I felt bad. The Kentucky Derby favorite Omaha Beach was not going to run because of a minor health issue. And by minor health issue...
And we are your horse racing and horse health show of record.
Not even close, P. So one favorite, Omaha Beach, scratched. Mel Stoot, the trainer, said it was a gut punch.
Sorry, Mel.
Extreme disappointment. Good news, Omaha Beach going to be okay. Just not able to run in any of the Triple Crown races this year. That probably bodes well for our man, Bob Baffert, and his three horses in the race. That now means, P, the favorite is game winner at 9-2. I don't bring it up just to talk Kentucky Derby and to encourage our dear friend Tim Conway Jr. to text the show whenever he has breaking news or wants to weigh in on something we're talking about.
Well, we had Derby talk 2 days ago from another sports fan enthusiast and another friend of the show, Steve Van Doren.
He mentioned Omaha Beach and even brought a prop to his interview in studio of a glass he procured while attending one of the many Kentucky Derbies that he has been to. But I bring up this as the number of the day along with a question, and I pose it to you because it's an annual. It's something we do every year on the Friday before the Kentucky Derby. And that's
mint julep time.
We bring in the Jim Beam bourbon. We bring in the sugar.
We do Woodford. Don't we do Woodford?
I always buy Jim Beam because it's cheap.
I thought Woodford's the official bourbon.
It is, but I always show up with a fifth of Jim Beam.
You chintzy bastard.
We love right. Jim Beam.
We do.
We love Jim Beam.
Look, the official everybody the knows we that I go them. Straight Jim Beam all the time.
But
the official bourbon of the Kentucky Derby is the Woodford Reserve.
Tomorrow, we are kicking off Cinco de Mayo because it is on Sunday.
Can't do it, Sally.
So we've got Modelo here. We've got El Torito coming in. But we've done this every year for like the last 5-6 years. We have muddled the mint. We have poured in the sugar. We go out and we get the ice. I believe Kate's usually gets the ice.
We're
going
to have
so
to
close.
Drink a Preakness Prosecco this year.
So no
Matt,
mint juleps?
Look, I got to work. You know we got to go down to the beach life. That's a big concert. People are going to be destroyed. I got to be at a concert all weekend long.
You don't have to dust freaking giant pint of it.
Well, there's going to be Modelos. There's going to be, and things get a little
That's
loose on
That's what
a
I'm
Friday.
Asking. So do I just scale down the operation?
It's a good question.
And we try to ration out. Maybe we just make one mint julep and we spread it out between the two of us?
What?
I'm good. I don't need one. In fact, I spread a bad rumor. Our school had a gala and it was Kentucky Derby themed and they were serving mint juleps. And I told about 5 or 6 different people who were going. I said, mint juleps stink.
No, they don't.
They're great.
We have them every single year.
It's a good
year.
Drink.
And I said,
it's just simple syrup and mint
Matt
whiskey.
Matt makes them at work, and they're so gross.
Why would you say that?
And they all came back after the gala like, dude, these were great drinks. I said, it just must be Matt makes bad drinks then.
How dare you? We're doing a sports radio broadcast all the while. I am not measuring out the sugar and the mint and the ice bourbon that I'm putting in each glass.
I will say this. I grew up in a culinary family. And I do have quite a reputation for making drinks in my private life. I don't make a lot publicly because I have no friends. But Matt makes a good mint julep. And it's been 5 years of this. In fact, I enjoyed Matt's mint julep much more to the VIP mint julep we had at the Bear Boobs pool at the Mirage
Listen,
Casino.
Those 6 mint juleps only cost me $230. And the two of us, because our friends were busy getting their nipples massaged by some topless ladies, were the ones that dusted all of them. And it led to us falling asleep at the De La Hoya Mayweather fight
That's
later
true.
That night. We got too drunk.
All I'm saying is, I don't know, maybe Preakness Prosecco. Come up with what the drink is out at, Belmont?
It's an annual.
Yeah, but it's not a sponsor. and Modelo is. So it looks like micheladas.
All right. Because you know if I bring it, we're going to drink it. I can't show up with it because then we'll make them and we'll drink them.
Let's do the Seamhead Serenade.
He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
It's actually Seamhead Corner for those of you that really are into baseball.
Seamhead Corner. Just a bit outside. We know baseball. Well, at least Cates does.
You throw the ball. You hit the ball. You catch the ball.
Batter up.
Here on Seamhead Corner, we know the difference between a cut fastball and a cutter.
We do.
There is no difference. The Dodgers lost 2-3 in San Francisco, and that lone win came on Tuesday behind Walker Buehler's 5 1/3. He gave up just 3 runs on 6 hits. He's a confident young man. He struck out 6 to improve to 3-0 on the season. The Dodgers' 2 losses to the Gigantes of San Francisco. Well, 2 people we thought would be heroes of the bullpen. As Matt just mentioned earlier, Ross Stripling took the loss on Monday, giving up 3 runs on 2 hits and walking a batter in just a third of an inning of work, an embarrassment coming out of the bullpen. And the Dodgers last night lose 3-2 on a walk-off single from Buster Posey off of Baez. But before that, our other relieving hero, Julio Urias, struggled in the ninth. And I was so excited when he jogged out there. But he gave up back-to-back singles with 1 out. And the game-winning run tagged to Urias. So Julio got the loss. Isn't it interesting that the Dodgers' 2 losses in an area that they weren't supposed to lose, San Francisco, with the poop and needles, poop and needles. Stripling and Urias, the guys that were moved to the bullpen to help out the bullpen, they get tagged for the big L's. Isn't that interesting?
That's true.
Everything's going to be great. They will fortify the bullpen once Strip and Urias gets in there, and you won't have to talk to me anymore about Yimmy Garcia or Joe Kelly.
And it just goes back to that Bob Schmidt promo that we all remember. That played a little bit earlier in the week. Bob Schmidt, our promo guy. Do you have that promo, Cates?
If you spend any amount of time here,
the home of the Dodgers,
you're aware that the Blue are in first place.
What else should we be aware of?
Meanwhile, below us.
Here's where you start.
Nope, lower.
Good Lord, folks.
Keep going.
How low can you go?
At the very bottom.
They get the message.
The San Francisco Giants are.
Terrible.
Struggling. Today, the Blue are in San Francisco to take on their hated rival. Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck kicks off at 5:30.
Yeah, boy.
How does that look now that they won 2 out of 3?
Yeah, not good.
Tagged our special bullpen. You can call Tim Cates and complain. I got another seam head for you, Matt. Are you ready for this one?
I'm ready.
This what?
I'm standing in the box. I'll take this hit.
Seam head corner. Just a bit outside. We know baseball. Well, at least Cates does.
You throw the ball. You hit the ball. You catch the ball.
Batter up.
Alert Mexicans and all Mexican enthusiasts. And that's definitely us with our Michelada Mondays coming up.
Damn right.
Courtesy of Modelo. Puro del Oro. More than 15,000 special event tickets have been purchased to the Dodgers Mexican Heritage Night on May 8th. Which comes with a Dodger jersey with the Mexican flag colors. There you see, Matt.
Beautiful.
Red, green, and white.
We're going to see a lot of those for the rest of the season.
It's already the record for the most ticket packages sold to special event games, anyone in Major League Baseball history.
Not Dodger history.
Major League Baseball history. As the Dodgers attract 4 million people a year, it's understandable. But everybody wants a piece of that jersey. And, hey, I wanted the Filipino night shirt from last year. I wanted the Greek night.
This night is so popular, but if you had bought your tickets before yesterday, you're going to get your jersey that night. But they don't have enough jerseys, so you're going to get a little voucher. You're going to be able to come back and get it the next day, I believe.
Dodgers.com for tickets, which started $39 for the package. This is not just going to the game. You get a whole package.
The jersey.
They're going to have music. They might have the doyer done. You know they're going to have traditional dancing.
Doyer.
There will be a Mexican throwing out the first pitch.
I would imagine Fernando.
You know, I thought that
he's at every game.
I thought they were going to do a little bit better job on the USC night. and they had some alumni club literally guy that had no muscle mass and threw one of the most embarrassing pitches I've ever seen to his wife in my life.
My wife!
That was at the last Dodger game that I attended. I think on the last, second to last homestand. So I don't know.
That was likely a product of a USC made decision.
Well, I'm just saying there's a lot of US. They had cheerleaders. They had the song girls out there. Have one of the song girls throw out the first pitch. Who's this alumni club douche? Like, can we get like, is there, US, the city is riddled with people that went to USC.
I heard they called the SC's athletic department, got the voicemail that said, we're either on the golf course or we've all been fired.
What are you going to do?
So,
I think that is funny about all the Urban Meyer speculation. Like, suddenly these people that have been, like, totally unwilling to give up power for decades at USC and cause these problems are just going to hand the keys to a guy that's going to inevitably blow them all out.
Desperate times.
They might not do that.
Desperate times.
How long have times been desperate times, Matt?
Well, I'm going to go with about 10 years.
Yeah, been a 10-year drain with a Sam Darnold 2-year hiatus. Whoa, look at that guy. Awesome Providence Friar mascot.
Friar.
Oh, great Friar mascot sighting on CBS Sports.
Is that supposed to be like a giant rosary?
Oh, my God. It's a rope belt. You know, the Friars wear that rope belt, and he's got the rosary attached.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I mean, that is something.
That is some religious representation there at the Providence lacrosse game against Georgetown. FU town.
The Big East semis. And I believe it or not, I think that's played in Denver. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, you
also a Jesuit school.
You're all over it, man. All right, it's time for the song of the day.
This is the song of the day.
Ta-da.
Get Together is the title of our song of the day, originally recorded by the Kingston Trio in 1964, but made popular by the Youngbloods, who recorded this version in 1969. Definitely a crunchy groove for a Thursday on the Petros and Money Show, where we get together for a fully loaded 4 hours of great sports talk on a crunchy tune. Crunchy Groove Thursday, where we've got plenty of crunchy tunes and great sports talk to get you through the rest of the afternoon and into an off-day edition of Dodger Talk with Tim Cates, and he'll be going down on the farm to get you all caught up at 7 o'clock.
Thank you, Ronnie. Yeah, 7 o'clock, Tim Cates, Dodger Talk. But coming up next, Three Things Thursday, featuring Matt Money Smith, the voice of the Chargers.
Oh, we got music. Wait till you hear the music that will be featured in Three Things Thursday. It's going to blow your dome.
Is it better than Barry Zito's Earth Day?
Same. You're on the same path. It's the same arc of conversation of what's the worst. New submission.
That's good tease.
Yeah.
PMS is on the air. Crunchy Gribbon Thursday, Padalarasa, here in the city of the CU Dot on AM570 LA Sports, your home of the Doyers. Dodgers are off tonight, but you can oblo Dodgers with old Timothy Cates, Mexican-American Burbankian.
South American.
He's one of the lighter-skinned South American guys, like the waiters at Musso and Frank's. And he is going to be on all night at 866-987-2570 at 7 o'clock. And meet baseball legend Steve Garvey tomorrow at Vallarta Supermarkets at Vallarta. In Canoga Park, let's go, Hunter. Stop by for a chance to win tickets to an upcoming game. Experience Chef Marito seasoning and more. That's Friday. Tomorrow, Vallarta Supermarkets in Canoga Park at Topanga Canyon Boulevard with Steve Garvey. Details at am570lasports.com. It's time for Three Things Thursday.
Roll it.
One, two, three.
This is Three Things Thursday on PMS.
Now, normally, I'd start with the biggest story, and I do have a Lakers story in Three Things Thursday. I then have a free agency story and how a narrative has changed over the first two rounds of the playoffs. Mm. And then the story we're going to start with, I would hope we could get to, but I was so excited by this earlier, Pete, that I'm going to start with this. You think we have it bad here, and by we, I mean you Laker fans in Los Angeles that are lamenting the sad and way too early passing of Dr. Buss and what has become of the team since his passing and how it seems to be, well, a little bit off.
A little.
From the level of success that he enjoyed as owner of the team, which was a level of success not realized by any other professional sports franchise.
Yes, the time of the kind of business he did has passed.
The only team in the National Basketball Association with a higher financial monetary valuation than the Lakers is the New York Knicks. And they have been a mess for 40 years.
Even longer.
But a true garbage fire for the last 20 or so. And, oh, what do you know? They just so happen to be owned by, well, the offspring of the man who built an empire, and the Knicks was part of that empire he built, and his son is now operating that rudderless ship.
Family doesn't always screw it up. The Hunts have done a great job in Kansas City, at least from the outside, some might say. You know, they have a lot of sports and stuff.
They do?
They did a pretty bad job with this Tyreek Hill
guy. A little bit.
But as just far as keeping the franchise successful on the field, you know, continuing to win games, that's what the Knicks have been unable to do. I mean, there's always going to be drama and controversy around the Lakers. They had it when they were winning while Dr. Buss was alive. The thing that's different is the on-court product.
Now, the Knicks have got it both.
Yeah.
They are terrible, and they're a mess, just as a franchise.
Same with the Lakers.
Jimmy Dolan.
Same with the Trojans.
A waste. If you talk to folks in New York and how they feel about the owner of their favorite sports team.
Band's pretty good.
Again, born on third. Thinks he hit a triple.
JB and the Straight Shot is his blues band.
JB and the Straight Shots, we're going to get to in a moment. The Knicks encapsulate his failures, his inability to take a prime piece of real estate and improve upon it, if you will. Now, I am not here to go after after the Knicks and upset all the jackass New Yorkers that live here and tell you how
New York's
so much better than L.A.
They're already upset. I mean, the James Dolan thing is just like the Laker thing is just like the USC thing where...
This is not an Artie Spanier. I'm doing a radio show in L.A., but I'm going to talk about the Knicks for 2 hours.
No, but there's like 10...
Not what this is.
There's been, like you said, 10 to 20 years of like almost daily embarrassment, you know, that comes out of the paper. Yeah.
Instead, I am... talking about a little sniffing around and discovering this here story on Dolan. He is being sued, P. I was perusing the financials this morning because the old Beyond Meat went public, and I was interested to
see
what kind of jump it would have upon its IPO. And I caught a story on the sidebar of the CNBC.com that because MSG is a public company. You have shareholders. It's not privately owned like the Lakers are. It is public. So shareholders can file petitions. They can file lawsuits if they don't think business is being done properly.
And lawsuits are public information.
Exactly.
Anyway.
And if
we've
they
learned
believe,
that.
Oh, haven't we? If executive compensation is out of line, well, then your shareholders, maybe they go after you. And that's what they're doing with Jimmy Dolan.
If only the Pac-12 was a public company.
If only. They find out that he makes or has made $76 million in executive compensation over the last 3 years.
That's it?
Fine, whatever. The NBA prints money. MSG prints money. Shows are huge. People go there. The TV thing is a big deal.
He
all that
owns
crap,
the
whatever.
TV rights, right?
But they point out that's not him taking a percentage of revenue. That's him drawing a salary as the executive of MSG. His salary.
His revenue is a totally different
Totally
number.
Different. And MSG peer companies show that executives make on average $17 million. Per year as the number one person in that position. And they're like, hey, man, 30% premium, not okay. Whatever, right? Who cares about how much he makes? But the center of their lawsuit is he ain't there doing the job.
No, he's too interested in something else, a side project that's become bigger than he ever imagined.
JD and the Straight Shot.
Blues band of record. Well, trust fund blues
hold
band.
Hold on. Not yet.
Trust fund blues band of record.
The lawsuit says in 2017, JD and the Straight Shot played 50 shows in 6 countries, 41 cities, released its 6th album.
There's a lot. Hey, there is a lot of demand.
Oh, went into the studio to record their 7th.
Got to get it in.
And shot multiple music videos that would put legitimate multi-platinum artist to shame.
Oh, I've watched the videos, Matt. They're beautifully done.
They are professionally shot. They have a YouTube channel, P. JD and the Straight Shot. Would you care to guess how many subscribers to the JD and the Straight Shot channel?
I'm on it right now. JD and the Straight Shot, top tracks. Well, let me just look up one of their songs, see how many views it has.
It's less than their subscribers.
Wait.
I will give it to you. 711.
Oh, come on.
711 subscribers to a band that did a 50-city, country tour in 2017.
50 cities is a lot.
And is about to release their 7th album. I went through no less than
711 yes. subscribers, yeah.
6 or 7 of their songs.
206,000 views on Find a Better Church, the official music video. But they have a hot chick in the band that plays a fiddle.
Listen, I'm not taking a shot at the band. The band is good. She can play the fiddle.
The guy can freaking hire musicians.
Exactly. The drummer's great. The guitar player is great. The girl, the woman on the violin fiddle that sings is fantastic.
Reminds me of my dad's band.
Mm.
Great, great players.
But here, for those, and I know you mentioned you have already.
Oh, I love to look up JD and the Straight Shot.
I know you have already listened to JD and the Straight Shot.
For years
for those
now.
Of you who have not. Here is a taste.
And he's this lead singer.
And that's when I recognized what a joke this was. Look, Jim Irsay, fine, he's a billionaire that plays in a band, but he plays bass. And he's in the background, and he's plucking that bass, and he's got a legitimate front man in his band, and he's just kind of there. Like, hey, we can cover up Jim. We got a great guitarist, a drummer, a front man. Jim's just there laying
it's Irsay.
Down. It's Irsay.
And then you have your actors. You got your Bruno Willis.
Right.
You got your Billy Bob.
Costner.
Costner. You got your Gary Sinise. You know, they all got bands.
And Sinise can play the guitar. Sinise. He can play the harp.
You know, hey, Bruce Willis was bringing down the Apollo the other night with his harmonica.
Dolan is the front man. He's got these giant cap teeth.
Yeah, he's got big teeth.
Huge cap teeth.
One ear bigger than the other, like Sloth.
Fat, juggly, triple chin, shaking around out there with a beard that tries to make a false jawline.
Oh, he's got a false lineup, Kevin Love lineup.
And here
you got to go to Dr. Fatto.
Here is a little JD, and I think this is called Run. I have a daughter who writes music. She's 11. When I say, and I mean this sincerely, I am not embellishing or exaggerating. When I say the lyrics she writes for her songs are infinitely deeper and more moving than what JD has managed to put together as the lyricist for this band, just take a listen to this here and try to deduce what story he's hoping to tell.
This band's been around for 14 years.
Yeah. Hear the drum there?
Turn it up. That's him.
Cashing another check. Headed to the track. Going to place a little bet. Run for the money. Run for the man. Feeling pretty lucky with a ticket in my hand.
Oh, run for me. Oh, run for me.
People and a bell ring thunder on the ground. Not a dark horse going to win hands down.
Well, this is good for Derby week.
Yeah. So I figured I'd pull this one.
God help me win this time. Just once.
Inexplicable, right?
It's a hell of a band.
It's a great band.
And
they can play. He's
just
clearly the lyricist.
Crapping all over them.
Again.
I'm out of time. I'll never get
You're a great musician. What have you been doing the last 14 years? Helping this guy live his fantasy for money.
Run for the hole. Gotta take a lead by the eighth pole.
Gotta take a lead by the eighth pole.
It's a horse race.
It's a little firm.
It's about Belmont.
Put it to the whip when she gets to the stretch.
Sure.
Put it to the whip when you get to the stretch. Well, we should play this for Conway. See if he likes it.
When this time just wants to feel alive. Come on, take the leap. Come on,
he can't
baby.
Sing, by the way.
On,
what do you mean?
He's got no pitch.
Just wants to feel alive.
Well, he sounds
just
great.
Wants to feel alive.
Come on, baby. Bring it home to me.
And when you see these players, you're like, God help them.
Oh, yeah. What have they been
Clearly
doing?
Clearly, they're on salary.
14 years of this for these people. It's like, I'll take a check for a couple years, but you've been doing this for Dolan for 14 years?
50 cities, 6 countries, released their 6th album, already in the studio for their 7th.
Well, here 951 says JD and the Straight Shot got 712 now, mother effort. Somebody's into it.
Oh, they're into it. Somebody. I would assume for the same reason we're into it.
Oh, look, this music sucks ass.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Do you want one more? Yes or no?
Yeah.
All right, Kate, go to YouTube.
We can do the Lakers in the next
segment. Yeah, go to YouTube and hit up the JD and the
this
straight
shot.
This
is the owner of...
The Knicks.
The Knicks.
There is a...
James Dolan, JD, and the straight shot. And he got a blues band, or it's a rock band, is actually listed as. That's been around for 14 years.
Seven releases. And this is their most recent, and he still can't sing.
And
he still can't write.
His board for MSG is pissed at his salary.
Ballyhoo Live.
They're pissed at the salary he's paying himself.
Because he's never around.
He's in the band.
I discovered this because today the shareholders of MSG, which is a publicly traded company, sued him for overpayment as an executive. He makes $25+ million per year as an executive, and he was on the road for 50 dates in 41 cities and six countries.
And he don't stay at the Best Western.
No.
Actually, they're playing the City Winery at the end of the month in Atlanta, Georgia. And they're doing a Sirius XM Coffeehouse tour with Matt Costa, who's a good freaking artist.
Now, wait. Cates, I don't want you to just get... Matt Costa is a legitimate...
Matt Costa's
folk
a real...
artist.
Yeah.
I want you to get back to his interaction and listen to how disinterested the people are here. He's... Can you see through the window here? Can you see the performance? Jimmy Dolan grabbing the mic. He's got like a ringleader hat, top hat. Sup. A 65-year-old man.
Thank you for hanging in there with us.
What's the hat?
This next song is the title song of our record. Now, you might wonder what a ballyhoo is, or you might think you know what a ballyhoo is.
This sounds like an Eastern politician giving a speech in the South.
A ballyhoo was what was done out in the old Western towns in the U.S. in order to get people to come out and see the freaks in the carnival show. The sort of ringmaster, whatever you would call him, would come out, and he would go into town, and he'd, you know, drive and drove them all in to come see the show.
He's really pulling the crowd in, isn't he?
And he made a big noise, and that was called a ballyhoo. And so I am now going to make a ballyhoo for you.
Nobody cares.
No.
Where's he playing? The train station?
Basically.
Now this poor band has got
right. Stand-up bass, fiddle.
They've got everything. Oh, somebody whistled.
Step right on, just cause to die. So you've never seen anything fly. Life has been all right through yep. This door. Every fantasy you've been waiting for.
I'd rather go watch Jeannie Buss do stand-up.
Do what I mean. I just wanted to make sure you were able to see what he's able to do in a live setting.
Well, if I'm a judge...
Command a stage.
If I'm a judge in court, I fall in love with this guy's music and say...
Say, well, of course he's touring.
The fiddler didn't have any expression on her face. He turns, looks at her, makes eye contact, and she does a fake-ass smile.
Yeah,
because
right
she's
at him.
Really talented, and she is miserable.
Ballyhoo.
Nah.
Ballyhoo.
How many people in here understand what a ballyhoo is? Because I am here to tell you.
Aren't you from New York? Yes, sir.
Please take your seats. It's time that we bring out the freaks.
All right. We'll be back and then we'll talk. Yeah. We'll talk about
the Lakers.
The dumpster fire on the other coast.
Got a theory.
Matt's got a theory.
Got a theory. Run it by you. Hit me.
Like a
silver bullet.
Like a diamond bullet in the forehead.
Exactly.
The will to do that. We'll be right back with Laker Talk. Lance Romance at the top of the hour with Sammy Hagar tickets to give away. I'm sure Sammy Hagar is friends with Joe Walsh.
Not Jimmy Dolan.
No. Well, take his money. Hell, we would too.
Oh, yeah.
Rita Marley's song Run One Draw will be played by Ziggy Marley at Beach Life Fest. Coming up on Sunday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Redondo Beach popping off. JD and the Straight Shot not playing. Not playing. Although they are playing the Troupe in July.
Late July. Might have to go.
And heckling?
Yeah.
See Matt Costa? Dodgers are off tonight. They start a three-game series in San Diego tomorrow versus the Padres. First pitch at 7:10. They lost the series in San Francisco. Still clinging on to first place in the NL West. Tim Cates with Dodger Talk at 7 o'clock. But right now, it's time for the rest of Three Things Thursday.
One, two, three. All right, whatever. We already heard it. We don't have much time here. Almost at the top. Lance Romance, very next segment, 866-987-2570.
That's
you want
right.
to get on hold, prizes for all who participate, 866-987-2570. It is Thursday, and Lance Romance will be here before Eric Burns comes on at 5:30 p.m. All right. Here we go. Theory.
One text, Matt. Not to contradict money, but where can I pick up the record?
You know what? Digital download. Just subscribe to the JD and the Straight Shot YouTube channel. Pipe it through your phone straight into your brain. You could be their 713th subscriber, even though they've been at this for 7 albums, as their 7th album soon to be released, and 15 years.
Powerful executive. Cool rocker.
You ready for my Laker conspiracy theory?
Let's hear it.
Over the course of the Magic Johnson, it wasn't an era, time where he was the president of basketball operations, we discussed the rumors that he wasn't doing much, that he wasn't willing to grind, that he wasn't going to go on the road, wasn't going to travel to Europe, he's got a bunch of players, wasn't going to put in the 18-hour days that most GMs that take, or presidents of basketball operations that take those gigs, put in.
And wasn't going to learn the rules about what he could or couldn't say as an NBA executive, as opposed to just Magic Johnson in the streets.
Was going to talk to the media, mention the patience he had with Luke and how he recognized it was likely they'd get off to a slow start, and he was willing to weather that, and then MF him for everybody to hear in the walls of the practice facility, making sure that he usurped every possible bit of authority or command he might have over his roster for the remainder of the season, because it'd be blatantly obvious that he'd be fired either before the season was up or at the end of the year. What if, P?
What if what?
What if Magic Johnson, and because we also said through all of this, well, you can't fire Magic. You can't. He's arguably the most beloved player, A, in the history of the Lakers organization, and B, really, maybe in the history of the league. I mean, Magic is as likable, as commanding, as positive a presence as you will find in any professional sport. As an ambassador, his analysis was terrible on TV, yet networks tolerated it for years because
it's Magic sitting there.
It's good to have Magic on TV.
Great smile.
People like watching him. People like listening to him. What can we say?
It's comforting.
Is what it is. What if he took the bait? What if he took the bait? What if the truth shall always see the light? Because it makes no sense.
What if he...
Think about it. It makes no sense.
They baited him into quitting?
Yes. It makes no sense that Jeannie Buss would reply to an email from Rob Pelinka about how little Irvin...
Just a habit.
The rumor is... Yeah. Oh, you know what? It was a habit. I would always BCC Irvin on any correspondence I got from Rob because I wanted to make sure he was always in the loop. No, you don't get an email that is succinct and says in a curt and I guess a bit of a stabbing style of manner, Magic not in again today. You don't BCC Magic on that.
It was a trap?
Oops. What was I thinking? I accidentally beast knowing.
But if you guys are BFFs, why wouldn't you just call Magic and ask him to quit?
Because she probably knew he wouldn't. Guy's making a...
Said he wanted to quit.
I'm saying bait taken. She BCC'd on purpose, knowing it would make him an emotional mess. And maybe he wouldn't... I don't think she anticipated he would resign in the manner that he did.
Which was...
A catastrophe.
Crippling for
you
the
would
Lakers.
Say it. It backfired.
But I mean,
my thinking is...
Why bait a hook so you can hire who? Rob Pelinka?
Well, that's...
Like, if you bait a hook and now you hire some OG from some other place that you haven't done...
And that's what I'm saying. By going after Monty Williams, and now... And this is why it hit me, because today it said Lakers coaching search may take longer. than expected. So what if they're acting in front of Magic like, oh, it's all good. You know, we're going to just take our crew and go interview these coaches. But if they don't make the hire and they do wait it out for these teams to be eliminated in the playoffs and they do make a run at Masai Ujiri from Toronto or one of these other executives, maybe it is somebody from the Oklahoma City Thunder now that they've been eliminated and they do end up hiring this president of basketball operations before they hire a coach, because that's the story today, that Monty Williams may take the Phoenix Suns job because it's going to be offered to him and the Lakers are not prepared to make an offer just yet, that they are still interested in interviewing other candidates and are going to be more deliberate in this coaching hire than
Magic's
right away.
Not what we thought he would. Let's make a fake email train, blind CC him on it, and get him to quit so we can actually hire a legitimate GM. That is your conspiracy theory.
Magic suspects that you're a backstabber, Rob, and that you are celebrating him in front of his face, but castigating him and insulting his work ethic behind his back. What if we confirm those suspicions and upset him to a point, because I'm involved and I'm supposed to be his sister and his confidant, to a point in which he feels as though he cannot work here anymore? Because you can't, we said it, the guy's not doing the work. That's the, that he's not, he is probably doing the least amount of work of any president of basketball operations. And we knew it because publicly he was at every charity event, traveling the country, speaking tour.
He mentioned the backstabbing in the press conference. One of the press conferences.
Yeah, there were like six or seven of them. I don't know if it was an actual press conference or if it was a sidebar, if it was a post-press conference conversation that was posted on ESPN.com or Bleacher Report Live, but it was in one of those.
What about, let me spice up the pot here, Matt, for you. First of all, are you asking me if I believe your theory?
What do you think?
I think it's as viable as anything that goes on over there. It's a freaking Peyton place. It's a hornet's nest. So, and if I'm any of these other people that might take an NBA GM job, I'm not going there. It looks too bad of a situation to fix. You just one person, like the USC problem. It's like Max Nikias is still there on campus. The new president, what's she going to do with that guy up in her grill? It's like there's a lot of problems. Rob Pelinka's there. There's all these people.
What if Jeannie says, though, listen, between you and me.
What if? What if my aunt had a stash?
Between you and me, Masai, I couldn't fire Magic. The incoming would be too hard.
What about
Rob?
I
can't do it publicly.
What about Rob, Jeannie?
Masai, you can do whatever you want, Rob. That is your call, Masai. That's why I haven't hired a coach yet. It's yours.
So they, you,
the GM
you, you
is
thought
yours.
They got Magic to say, I had more fun before I got the Laker job.
She couldn't ask him to resign.
He
would dig in and push back. She couldn't ask him.
It's as believable as anything else I've heard about it.
He took the bait.
I happen to believe that they were caught grossly off guard with their pants down when Magic quit, and their actions
most definitely.
Their actions afterward have modeled that, or maybe they're just rope-a-doping, according to Matt.
We can't speak to the media because we have to make sure our story is airtight. We've got to make sure.
We got to make this guy.
We can't let it slip.
We got to piss this guy off and make him quit.
Exactly right.
And then we'll hire legit people.
He does nothing. He'll still go out and recruit free agents for us. But as far as being a guy in charge of things and choosing which free agents and making the pitches,
we
can't have him.
But the way he quit ruined a lot of that stuff. Yeah.
I don't think they suspected it'd be like that. Just at the end of the year. Hey, you know what? Took the bait.
It's as believable as anything else. Now, here's another one.
Yeah.
How about they're worried because they know Magic wants to come back with the Dodger ownership, Guggenheim, and buy the freaking Lakers. And they're like, we got a freaking mole here.
Super backfire.
Yeah. We got to get rid of this guy. Let's send out some BCC him on some emails and get him out of here before he tries to buy us out like Mo Green.
That too.
And I can keep my casino.
And wait till the lawyer that shows up with those documents to buy the Lakers is Rob Pelinka,
ooh,
Esquire.
Does he have a law degree?
Michigan Law Review.
That's how he affords the Botox.
Yeah.
It's not just from being Kobe's agent.
$500 an hour. He'll read your docs.
We'll be right back. You got to call Lance Romance.
Right now, 866-987-2570. Prizes, Sammy Hagar, live, intimate setting. in a JD in the Straight Shot style setting. Just a couple hundred folks, you're going to see Sammy Hagar in the circle.
Apparently, there's a YouTube video of somebody asking for their money back from a Straight Shot show, and JD gets in a fight with the guy.
Nice. Let's do that at the Troub.
Everybody July 25th. Harasses this guy.
866-987-2570, Lance Romance, Sammy Hagar tickets for those who participate. 866-987-2570, Nate.